tech conferences, right? You know, they're inescapable these days. So the CEO gets up and lectures about some cool new product. Steve Jobs maybe gets on stage and everybody's wondering how long can he live? How healthy does he look? What's going on with his hair there? A billionaire gets up and lectures to you about how the future is actually going to look nothing like the present, and you don't get any richer. But here was something that happened at a tech conference in San Francisco yesterday that I would actually pay attention to. Two computer programmers stood up and presented some findings that shows that iPad and iPhone devices record the locations of those who use them in a hidden file. So even if you delete the collect the location or inform people about your location function on the devices, it still gets recorded, which raises some privacy issues, don't you think, Mark Rodenberg, Executive Director of the Electronic Privacy Information Center?
Oh, yes. I mean, I was surprised, but I think there are probably millions of iPhone users and iPad users who are surprised to learn today that their device is actually tracking everywhere they go.
Now, it's certainly possible that phones, you know, can track where you go. I mean, you're actually sending a signal on your cell phone to a cellular device that's located in a specific location. I'm presuming that the police have a way of tracking that. Explain what's going on in the Apple products that even though you delete a particular file or check a particular command, it still collects the information.
Right. Well, first of all, with the cellular networks, it's important to understand that the device needs some information about where it is to operate and to connect to the network. But whether that information is actually saved turns out to be a very contentious issue, and even the courts aren't clear yet on what the legal standards are for access to the cell phone locational information. Now, with the iPhone and the iPad, it gets more interesting still. It's not obvious why this data is being collected. It's not necessary for any clear purpose in terms of using the iPhone or the iPad.
And we should say, Mark, that collected is a term of art here in a sense that it may just be existing in a file in the device. Apple doesn't seem to be actually harvesting the information.
Well, that's not clear, actually. Mm-hmm. We do know from the research paper that was presented yesterday in San Francisco that the information that is collected and stored on the device is then transferred to the user's computer when the user syncs their iPhone with the files, the calendar, the music, and everything else that they might have stored on their laptop or desktop.
And so if it's in a shared file zone in the computer, it's available to the entire network?
It could be. And it's also, as we understand, not encrypted, which means it could be pretty easy once accessed for someone to make use of. And it's now being raised as a possible issue in civil discovery. For example, if, you know, someone's trying to sue someone else and has some questions about where they might have been recently, now they're aware of the fact that there's this file sitting on that person's computer that might help answer those questions. But I think this points to the larger privacy problem, which is that when this type of data is collected about users that they have no awareness of, certainly
right,
wouldn't say, oh, yes, please turn on that feature now that's tracking everywhere I'm going.
Well, we're raising that awareness this morning. Mark Rodenberg is Executive Director of the Electronic Privacy Information Center. Mark, do people invite you to parties?
A lot, actually, and I've got a lot of friends on Facebook, surprisingly.
All right, that's good. Thanks so much for joining us.
Nice speaking with you.